If you stroll the streets of downtown Denver in the spring and summer, you're bound to see bees buzzing around the city's plentiful parks and planting beds. What you might be surprised to learn is that a growing number of those pollinators don't live close to the ground. Far from it.
We're going to the 23rd floor, and then we're going to be heading up the stairwell to the 24th floor with a roof access.
I'm on an elevator at 1700 Broadway, an iconic Denver high-rise designed by the world-famous architect I.M. Pei. With me is Gina Garacio of Beacon Capital Partners, which owns the building. She's taking me to meet one of their loftier tenants. Wow, what a view.
Yeah, right? And it's a beautiful Denver day, so let's see what our bees are doing.
Stepping onto the roof affords spectacular views, west to the Rocky Mountains and east to the Great Plains, and the last place you'd expect to find beehives.
They look pretty happy.
How can you tell?
Look how active they are. Can't you see their smiles?
The three boxes, which look like wooden filing cabinets, are owned by Best Bees, a company that installs and manages hives for residential and commercial customers. Clients like Beacon are putting hives on their properties, whether office buildings, hotels, or corporate campuses, to support sustainability goals and meet demands from investors around environmental stewardship. Hosting pollinators might be good for a company's bottom line, but according to research, it's also good for bees. They're thriving in cities more than in rural or suburban areas.
It's so counterintuitive, and really, we're now able to compare habitats from skyscraper rooftops to suburban gardens and decks, all the way out to rural farms and pastures and forests.
That's Noah Wilson Rich, one of the founders of Best Bees. Since launching the company in 2010 and installing hives in 14 cities coast to coast, he's started to see a trend.
This one beehive made 128 pounds of honey in 1 year, and that is like way high. We couldn't help but notice that the beehives in urban areas were making way more honey than the beehives in the countryside.
And living longer. Part of the reason, he says, is plant diversity. Like us, bees are healthier on a varied diet, and urban areas tend to have more diverse landscapes than suburbs, where there are lots of lawns which bees don't like. And in rural areas, there are often monocultures where only one crop is being grown and pesticides can be in use. Best Bees wants to improve pollinator health in all these locations, and so their hives double as research tools, using data that happens to be sweet and edible.
So we collect samples of honey. We call this project Honey DNA. We look at the plant DNA genome within samples of honey to measure how many different plants are in there. And so we found 8 times more plant diversity in urban areas compared to their nearby suburbs. Specifically in Boston, 411 different plants in one little taste, 1 teaspoon of honey, 411 flavors, compared to 52 different plants in Duxbury, which is south of Boston.
Honey is a great forensic tool because it never goes bad. A CSI beehive, where you can piece together a crime scene. In this case, solving the mystery of where the bees grabbed their pollen and nectar.
And it's called genomics. It's just like 23andMe or Ancestry DNA. And so now it's just applied to plants for the first time.
Starting this September, the data they're collecting will be available to the public. Along with their nonprofit Urban Beekeeping Laboratory, Best Bees will launch their Honey DNA website, where clicking on a map location will show the top 5 plants bees are visiting in an area, so gardeners can add them to their yards to support pollinators. The project is a partnership with NASA and Google Earth, which overlaid hive data on satellite maps to locate so-called blue zones, places where bees are thriving, like near that downtown Denver high-rise. Noah is not surprised bees like skyscrapers. Working with MIT, they recently sent bees into space.
We wanted to understand how bees can be the most resilient, and also if it would be possible to have bees travel and send up into space and then rear a whole hive from them.
The bees flew on the same Blue Origin rocket that Jeff Bezos took a year later and happily returned to MIT, even if his trip got a lot more buzz. For H2O Radio, I'm Franny Halperin.